Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Luke 6:12-13 says, "Now it came to pass that in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued in prayer to God all night. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles." Listen, before we make decisions regarding our financial stewardship, what is it we do in order to come to a conclusion? I hope it's pray. If Christ prayed all night, I wonder how much longer we ought to be praying before decision.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, my friends. How was your Thanksgiving? Are you still recovering? Are you going to brave the shopping mall? Are you going to have that Black Friday frenzy? If you are, be super, super careful out there, please. And as you do so, if you've made some lists of things that you need, if you've made lists for Christmas of the things you want to receive, can I ask you to do something for me? Or more importantly, for the hundreds of thousands of children in America who will not have a blessed Christmas. I'm talking of those young girls and boys who have a parent in prison. For them, Christmas will be not the same as it is for you. In partnership with the Prison Fellowship, we are very much behind their Angel Tree campaign. This is the way that you can help us give a gift to one of these children, a message of the gospel of peace, with a message from their mother and father who is behind bars. It's very easy. It's just $22 of donation per child. If you donate $110 today, five children will have a better Christmas because of you. And it's so very, very easy. Just go to our website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner, and you can make the donation in a couple of minutes, and you will be helping a child have a better Christmas. Please do it now. Let's support the most vulnerable in this time of need. I thank you. Prison Fellowship thanks you. And these children will be most grateful. SebGorka.com. Today, on days like this, we exploit this slightly different broadcasting schedule to go a little bit deeper onto the big issues that sometimes we don't have time to discuss adequately. And I am absolutely thrilled to have somebody I consider to be a friend and one of the foremost experts in his field. I had the honor to take his position at the Marine Corps University. That was the Major General Horner Chair of Military Theory. He is still at the Marine Corps, now under the auspices of the Bren Chair of Great Power Competition. Isn't that fabulous? The Bren Chair of Great Power Competition. And he is Professor Dr. Christopher C. Harmon. Christopher, welcome to America First. It is. We have taught together for the DoD. We have spent many pleasant hours over dinner discussing geopolitics and the threats to the United States. Let's start at the beginning. We are in the 18th year of a war against terrorist actors like Al Qaeda and like ISIS. We've done incredibly in the last 3 years. But let's do the 101, Professor. Terrorism, why is terrorism a different kind of violence? There is Bakunin who famously said, or apocryphally said, that terrorism is violence of the deed. What does that mean?
It's intended to communicate political impact. So in the case of anarchists like Bakunin, they wanted to grab everyone's attention and demonstrate their willingness to destroy political order. And sometimes they would do that with a bomb, or sometimes in a modern case, as with Theodore Kaczynski, who was not just a eco-terrorist, but an anarchist.
The Unabomber.
They wanted to write a 35,000-word essay. And both have been done, and both are means of communication. When the United States was in the post-World War I period dealing with anarchists, there was a bombing done simultaneously across the country at about seven places, and a very small little piece of pink paper called Plain Words was used and had all kinds of remarkable and catchy phrases on it, and that was their way of communicating their political purposes. Others go on to do things like write whole books about why they hold their politically violent views.
So this propaganda of the deed, I'm so glad you brought up the anarchists. We have to put things into context. Terrorism isn't just about fighting jihadist movements. The anarchist movement in, I think, the space of 20 years at the beginning of the 20th century managed to assassinate seven heads of state, members of royal families. So terrorism has very, very many forms, not just religious. It can be political. Is it more popular than it was in the past? Do you see trends and tides in terrorism in the last few decades?
Well, for our American country, we're in a period that's very unusual, this focus on terrorism as a foreign policy centerpiece is quite rare for us, and you can go all the way back to the Barbary Pirates and not really have the same condition. So it has been a strange period for us. But in terms of overall global trends, I would say yes, that while people are fond of saying terrorism is increasing, in fact, there have been many, many waves of it before. We've spoken of one run by the anarchists, which were indeed very powerful and still have a few people interested in their kind of thing today. There was a bombing plot in 2012, I think, in Ohio to take down a major freeway bridge, for example. There are other well-known ideologies that we've had to deal with for a long time. The Bolsheviks used to disavow terrorism, Sebastian, as you know, because they said it was kind of left-wing infantilism at work. It didn't reflect organization. But in fact, when the Bolsheviks could use it for their own purposes, they freely used terrorism, and we have Lenin's writings to show that. And so you get the communist tradition then, which is throughout the 20th century and still today in forms of Maoism, in which they're quite ready to use it. I also in the book do a chapter on ecological-minded militancy, because they too have been willing, despite all their interests in preserving life of many kinds, they have been willing to do a great deal of violence, especially sabotage of a non-lethal kind. And I do include that in my definition. I should say, due to your first question, it is helpful to add a definition. And the one I use is borrowed from a think tank many years ago. It's not mine. And that is the deliberate and systematic murder, maiming, and menacing of the innocent, that's important, to inspire fear for political ends.
How important is it in the last couple of minutes in this segment, we're talking to Professor Christopher Harmon, author of The Terrorist Argument, how important is it, especially when it comes to counterterrorism responses and policies, to differentiate terrorism done by sub-state actors like ISIS, like Al-Qaeda, and terrorism that is actually financed and state-sponsored by nation-states?
Well, we've certainly seen a great deal of both. In the Soviet Empire days, they were freely funding radical organizations and giving them safe haven in Berlin and financing their training camps and providing them with weapons. And therefore, those groups were able to have both the support of certain parts of an indigenous population, perhaps Palestine, but they also had a formal official support from states. What the states can add is credibility if they want to publicize their cause. They can use their diplomatic pouches, which are far larger than anyone's briefcase, to ship weapons or explosives. And the East Germans, the Soviets would do this. The Romanian government did it. The Cuban government does it. Syrians. And they can also work for them in international fora. So instead of, say, working against terrorism in a particular region, they can actually promote a proto-government and help it into power.
We are talking to the Bren Chair of Great Power Competition at the Marine Corps University, my former colleague and friend, Professor Christopher C. Harmon, expert on how terrorist groups end and the author of The Terrorist Argument, here with me, Sebastian Gorka, on America First, on the Salem Radio Network. Back with Professor Harmon after these messages. Sebastian Gorka here. How many of your investments have doubled over the last 2 years? If you followed the documented recommendation of Midas Gold Group's senior analyst and invested in palladium coins and bars, that's exactly what would have happened. Right now, they have new urgent precious metals buy and sell recommendations available to my listeners today. Call 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the only precious metals dealer I endorse because they offer intelligent analysis on buy and sell recommendations, not sales pitches. If you could use sound, practical precious metals investing advice, call Midas Gold Group and learn how to add the stability of gold, palladium, and other precious metals to your IRA or retirement investments. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000, 480-360-3000, online at MidasGoldGroup.com, 480-360-3000, veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it. Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. Not everyone could get a ticket, so we filmed the events in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. You will be glad you did. That's Watch Salem.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forevermark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forevermark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forevermark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forevermark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forevermark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forevermark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forevermark network. And in fact, we were one of the first 5 in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forevermark diamonds. in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
I'm just recovering. I think we had 7 trips in the War for America's Soul book tour. Finally back home last week. But it was okay. Wherever we were going, California, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, it didn't matter. Why? Because I had my Mike Lindell MyPillow travel pillow with me wherever I went. Secured for me not only a good night's sleep in those hotels, but when it was a long-haul flight, just tucked it under my neck on the airplane, and away I went. You can receive the biggest discount Mike Lindell, that great American, has ever offered on TV or radio by going to MyPillow.com or calling 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code, G-O-R-K-A, and it applies. That massive discount and free shipping applies to all of his incredible products. We are back in studio with my friend, former colleague, Professor Christopher Harmon at the Marine Corps University, who holds the Bren Chair of Great Power Competition, and mea culpa, I did not provide full disclosure. Not only is he a former colleague, we've taught together for the Defense Department, and a friend, we've actually authored together. We were co-editors of a book many moons ago, the Towards a Grand Strategy Against Terrorism, with the late, great Nick Pratt. That's so right. Sorry.
McGraw-Hill, 9 years ago now. And I think
it's still
a reasonably good book, I think, even now.
I would say it's a rather good book, rather good book. We are here to talk about your new book, The Terrorist Argument, Modern Advocacy and Propaganda, co-authored with Randall G. Bowdish. But you've really made a name for yourself, and you can see his full lectures on this topic with a prior work with regards to how terrorist groups end, which really, for me, whenever I taught, Chris, and I really think you're of a similar ilk, you don't study for the sake of navel gazing. It's not about angels on the head of a pin. When we worked for the great late Colonel Nick Pratt, it was about how theory, analysis, learning applied to praxis. Always the so what question. You learn, and then so what? What does it mean for policy? What does it mean for winning? And I think when we're looking at terrorism, which is the topic of our hour with you today, can you walk us through some of the ways in which terrorist groups have ended? Because there is a taxonomy that we should learn from.
Yes, there's about a half dozen of ways that groups have commonly ended, and I hope we'll take a few minutes on several of them. There are rare moments when terror groups transition into pacific politics. 4 or 5 good examples, not just the Irish Republican Army, but that's unusual. Normally, they are defeated by force. They are occasionally decapitated by killing the leaders. And quite often there's a good grand strategy that's used. And in fact, the most recent events in which were many of us focused on the killing of al-Baghdadi of ISIS is a good reminder that this was not just the decapitation of a leader, which was tremendously important. After all, he'd anointed himself as the caliph. He wasn't just another commander. It was part of a U.S. grand strategy that's right. been at work for quite a few years. And that includes, for example, a very powerful financial sanctions program. It included at one point many direct attacks upon ISIS's sources of money, whether that was hitting trucks exporting oil illegally or literally blowing up their treasury where they kept their currency. Quite a big intelligence effort against ISIS, and a great number of coalitions supporters, dozens in a coalition that worked around the world against ISIS, like our Filipino friends who dealt with one of their chapters in Mindanao. So while there are five or six different ways that groups have ended, this war on ISIS really has been a successful form of grand strategy. And the killing of the most important leader is incredibly important, but that's part of a larger series of American operations over a number of years.
If I remember well, it was the capture of Guzman that really brought Shining Path down. So in some cases, the decapitation can have a fatal effect. But in the case of ISIS, yes, there was a much broader strategy. When I was in the White House, it was called the Defeat ISIS strategy that had all kinds of components. Let's talk about the way in which things can be compartmentalized in your approach to terrorist threat. We had an Israeli colleague when we taught on the DoD program, the great Boaz Gnor, who elucidated for me a key point. When you're fighting any enemy, but terrorists as well, you have to understand there's two focal points for your assault or your counter, your strategy. There's the capability of the enemy group, and then there's the will. And if they're not countered at the same time, then that will create an imbalance. If you just attack capabilities, you may in fact increase the will of them to resist you. So how important is not only a multi-agency approach and an allied approach, but getting the balance between the kinetic, destructive part and also the war of the wills, if you will?
That's a good observation, and I think that both are extremely important. Because terrorism's nature is intensely political, when we push back, we have to have a variety of good arguments against it, which are convincing not only to ourselves as the victim state in these cases, but also to those who might join the group or become perpetrators. So there's been a lot of emphasis recently on attempts to prevent radicalization or figure out how to do de-radicalization. Not many of those have been very successful. But there's a great incident in recent history which shows the wisdom in the point you made, and that's the way that the Red Army faction ends in Germany. So these are the so-called Bader-Meinhof group. They were a Marxist-Leninist group and extremely strong in very limited ranges of West German society. They did kidnappings and bank robberies and such. Well, gradually, with a good intelligence program, which was one of the first ever driven by computer, in fact, they managed to identify and arrest many of these people. So quite a few of the leaders were in Stammheim prison. They were in jail. At that point, they hoped to open all the doors by doing a mass hostage taking and just having colleagues from Palestine steal a Lufthansa aircraft. But by then, Germany had another arm in its effort, and that was a new special forces group, GSG-9. They acquired a similar airplane, trained up on it, followed the hijacked plane to Mogadishu, and in 1977 took the plane down, saved the hostages, and killed the terrorists. Well, what happened with respect to will? In Stammheim, three of the top Bader-Meinhof leaders committed suicide. And that was a good marker for the way in which willpower, politics, and force are all tied up in this grim business of terrorism.
Plus good old classic police work.
Excellent police work, right, by the Germans. The one of the key people was a man named Horst Herold. He's forgotten now, but he's still alive as far as I know. He was looking at a computer base in a large office building which sort of worked traditional kind of social security matters or tax forms or something.
Let's hold that here. Let's have a little bit of a teaser, and we'll find out what this individual did with that database to defeat one of the most famous terrorist groups in modern history, Bader-Meinhof Rote Armee Fraktion. We are talking to Brand Chair from the Marine Corps University, Professor Dr. Chris Harmon, here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, don't touch that dial.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The mayor of London says the terrorist threat appears to be over following fatal stabbings near the London Bridge. Police shot and killed an attacker who stabbed two people to death today. Three others were wounded. Iraqi officials say four protesters were killed amid ongoing violence in Baghdad and southern Iraq, hours after the Iraqi prime minister announced his intention to resign. Dutch police say they are still looking for a suspect after a stabbing that left three people wounded at a busy shopping district in The Hague. Retail analysts say Black Friday shopping was off to a really good start. Discount stores like Target and Walmart drew big crowds for doorbusters on this Thanksgiving Day. Today, mall and big box store traffic appeared to be strong. It'll be the shortest holiday season between Thanksgiving and Christmas in 6 years. This is SRN.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. Hundreds of thousands of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. You'll be amazed at what you'll save, up to $500 every month. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your health care. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riesch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riesch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Riesch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Riesch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Riesch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Riesch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
It's your morning show host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving week, and man, enjoy the turkey, talk a little issues, and watch the football games. But guess what, Rog? We're going to be ready to go Monday morning, 8 a.m., with a lot of issues. And by the way, a brand new month, December. Where's the impeachment hearings going?
I don't think it's going anywhere.
Wow. Some may agree with you. We'll talk more about this. Have a good weekend, everybody. We're thankful for all of you that listen in, and we'll be ready to go Monday morning, Ed and Roger, right here, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio WBOB.
Today, trading ceased at 1 p.m. Eastern. Stocks closed lower. The Dow Jones Industrials down 113 points on the holiday shortened trading session, and the Union Pacific Railroad going to court to invalidate an 1872 contract with the Texas town of Palestine. It requires Union Pacific to keep a certain number of railroad jobs in the town indefinitely. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
There are a lot of people in the swamp who claim to be experts when they're not. They're just bloviators. I have in my studio right now one of the true experts. He is Christopher C. Harmon, historian, professor, brand chair of great power competition at the Marine Corps University. Former colleague of mine, I'm honored to say, and author of The Terrorist Argument, Modern Advocacy and Propaganda. We were talking about how terrorist groups are defeated, how they end, and this fabulous case study of the Baader-Meinhof gang, the Rote Armee Fraktion, good old police work, and the application of, at the time, very cutting-edge computer work, yes?
Yes, it was. He was Horst Herold in the police was one of the first in the world to ever apply computerized technologies to terrorists, and he managed to feed into the system everything they could learn from arrests and interviews and deaths and others, until they gradually knew an immense amount about the group, and that allowed them to do pinpoint arrests, which were often nonviolent. So, of course, the Germans, with their legacy, had to be particularly careful in suppressing dissidents, and they did so. The other great case, which is reminding us now, in terms of computerized work, was also done by the French against their own right wing. So after they had all but lost the war with the FLN Algerians, there was an uprising of the right wing in France.
The reactionary officers who angry at the loss of Algeria.
They included many veterans. They had a lot of money. They had a lot of personnel all over the Mediterranean as well as Algeria, and they called themselves the secret organization. Well, OAS was similarly broken by really good French policing. They had turned their attention to the left, and now they turned it to the right, and they were more successful at suppressing the right-wing terrorists, and all of that was done with the early computers. So now, of course, we have a staggering amount of technology like that, which goes into hunting and finding terrorists, whether they're armed or not, whether they're going to be arrested or whether we can't do that and they end up being killed.
And let's look at our own experience in how terrorist groups end. In the last 18 years, can you see trends and patterns? Can you grade us in waves? What have we become preeminent at? What do we need to do better? I think there's a need to move into the next phase of the counter-ideological. How do you see, Professor Harmon? How do you look at the last 18 years?
The law enforcement side has developed well. When you and I consider the expiration of groups like the Order, a neo-Nazi group in the 80s, or Symbionese Liberation Army, a communist group in California from roughly the same period, the 70s, we're looking at groups that were policed up. A lot of the right-wing groups were dealt with in the 80s by very good infiltration by the FBI. And currently, the drive to deal with the Sunni alarmists and militants here in this country has been led by efforts to preempt and to capture and to penetrate so that no action occurs. The Heritage Foundation has kept a very nice website for many years about preempting Sunni Muslim militant attacks in our country. And I think the tally as of August was up to something like 114. So that includes small groups, but it includes a lot of lone actors. And so preemptively, we've gotten much better, and we've been good at law enforcement. We know we've been good overseas. But I completely agree with you that there has to be a whole new approach with respect to the ideological side. We have talked about this in our State Department and with our allies, foreign allies, for many years, but the United States has yet to become really good at that.
Yeah, that, as far as I'm concerned, is the next challenge, and hopefully the challenge for the second Trump administration. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First, talking to Christopher Harmon, professor at the Marine Corps University, the Brent Chair of Grand Power Competition, Great Power Competition, author of The Terrorist Argument. If you enjoy long-form interviews, getting to the real meat of each issue that we want to discuss here on America First, don't forget, we have our exclusive subscription service that gives you access to our daily radio show all 3 hours without the commercial breaks. I know how some of you just want to zip through those commercial breaks, where you can get the show uninterrupted and special long-form interviews, video interviews like this one, that are exclusive to our members of Gorka's Cabinet. In addition to my analysis of the real stories behind the fake news, just go to sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner today, and you can subscribe for $59.99 for the whole year, or $7.50 per month for your unlimited access to this show and exclusive content you can't find anywhere else. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, author of the new book, The War for America's Soul, your host here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with Professor Harmon after these messages. Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Hello, neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people, like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
It's a simple truth. Everything's better with baby back ribs. Mondays, your wedding day, and any day, if we're being honest. So right now, for a limited time at Sonny's Barbecue, you can add a half rack of baby backs to any entree for just $5. Or go full rack with our signature baby back rib dinner. Served with two sides and bread for just $14.99. Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmasters since 68.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
And remember, if you miss any part of any of our shows, or if you just want to catch up later when you're walking the dog, whatever it may be, get this podcast for free. Yes, you can go to the iTunes App Store and download the America First podcast. Just look for my name. You can even download the America First app. Look for Sebastian Gorka
and you won't miss a thing. We are back with my friend. He is the Bren Chair of Great Power Competition at the Marine Corps University. And now we're going to move to his new book, The Terrorist Argument, Modern Advocacy and Propaganda, co-authored with Randall G. Bowdish. Professor Harman, you've broken down. Yeah, it's a fabulous tour d'horizon of the different modes of terrorist communication, from pamphlets, newspapers, right up to the internet today, things such as Inspire magazine from Al-Qaeda, ISIS is the beak. Is this all much of a muchness? Is it always stayed the same with new conveyor belts of messages, or have we seen real change over the years in the way that terrorists communicate their justifications?
Well, they do retain the simple technologies. So one reason that I mentioned the plain words manifesto from the United States history by the anarchists is we still see anarchism. We still see the simple pamphlet. I had a graduate student return from a haven up in New York where he'd been met with a bunch of anarchists, and they were handing out work by Erica Malatesta, the famous Italian. These things are still interesting to people, and for a few people, they're motivating. The larger print publications are kind of expensive, and so, in fact, their era may be not as promising as some of the electronic forms now. You get in the newest things from the ISIS people or Al-Qaeda some remarkably good artwork and good layout and gripping photographs. And all that can be done and then broadcast all over the world for an incredibly low price when your labor is voluntary. And they get a lot of that. So it's certainly true that the electronic media are very strong today, and it's less is done by print. One of the most interesting ones has been radio, since here we are in a studio. The Algerian FLN, who I mentioned, get a whole chapter in this book because they recognized that the transistor radio was getting into North Africa right at the same time they were doing their revolution. This is about 54, 55. And by opening their own station and getting state sponsors to do the transmission.
So a terrorist radio station.
Terrorist radio station. The voice of fighting Algeria was then accessible to the fighters in rural and urban locations. And to them, it was very inspiring, especially because radio to them had always been associated with French colonialism. Now they had their own station. And once we recognize how important that is, then we start looking at things like the Malaysian Communist Party of the 1970s, the LTTE Tigers of the 1990s. They all had radio too. So it's an old medium in some ways, Seb, but it remains a very good one. And there was an ISIS radio station in Mosul, for example.
Are you surprised if we jump to the latter technology, the PDF terrorist magazines, the videos of, you know, decapitations, immolations that seemed so prevalent and so ubiquitous just a few years ago? Are you surprised with how it all seems to have disappeared?
Well, one of the remarkable things is the way in which we've broken down the organizations by killing bin Laden in 2011 and then really keeping his successor under tremendous pressure by disarticulating the group as best we could, by breaking links, and then by taking apart the caliphate. We've removed the commercial and financial bases for them to put this together. So if you want a radio station, it won't be as expensive as TV, but there are big prices to pay. If you wanted to release books, which both those organizations have done, that takes a printing press and it takes money. Journalism can be expensive. And so the robbing them of their funds, which we've done systematically, has been one of the ways, I think, which has impacted their media. But the last thing, of course, is we deliberately went after Inspire magazine's
yes.
team in Yemen.
The editorial board, quote unquote.
The editorial board was completely destroyed. They knew they were living under the possibility of a scythe from above, and they finally got it.
Or a hellfire missile.
That's right. They had production shops there which were doing first-class work, but the United States and its allies figured out how to tear those to pieces. And so they are still holding the same views, but they're unable to do the tremendous artwork and layout work and serious articles on theology and politics that they used to do in Inspire magazine. And ISIS has the same problem with Dabiq and Rumaya, which I've read closely. They were pretty good magazines, but
high production quality,
very high. And
and let's please note, if you're not familiar, we're talking about the Al-Qaeda and ISIS terrorist internet magazines that had manuals in the middle on how to make IEDs and so forth, and these were published in English.
In excellent English.
With amazing graphics, high quality. These were not pikers. These were serious propaganda tools.
Yeah. ISIS writers are deadly serious and no fun at all to read and do a lot more with theology. The Al-Qaeda team had a real sense of wit, and they used to use irony, sarcasm, clever jokes, as well as kind of strange cartoonish figures to kind of make theirs lively. They were going for a Western youngish audience, and they were going for it in superb English and often idiomatic English, which any American would be quick to laugh about or joke or recognize as a joke.
The book is The Terrorist Argument, Modern Advocacy and Propaganda, and it is authored by my guest in studio, Christopher C. Harmon and Randall G. Bowdish. Professor Harmon has the Bren Chair of Great Power Competition at the Marine Corps University. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our exclusive service, Gorka's Cabinet. Join the team now. Get access to our show all 3 hours without commercial breaks and behind-the-scenes footage, content you can't find anywhere else. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com for much, much more Gorka's Cabinet. Back with Professor Harmon on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios after these messages.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
In April of 2017, I got the flu, and I had heard your commercials on the radio for a long time, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to try them. So I ordered them, and in May of 2017, I started them, and I have not been sick once. People at work were getting sick, my husband was getting sick, and I was not getting sick. Everyone I talk to at Balance of Nature is so kind and nice. You know, it's a really good experience all the way around. I'll take this till my last breath.
For Black Friday, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This special is ending Black Friday weekend, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, I'm Mincy Pollock of Florida Care Insurance, and it's that time of year again. Open enrollment for healthcare. Over 60% of employers don't even offer group benefits. If you're one of those employers who don't and think you can't afford it, I have a solution. Offering benefits to employees usually saves you over time and reduces turnover. Call us today at 265-4753. That's 265-4753, or go to groupbenefits.solutions. No matter how big or small your company, we have a solution. I guarantee.
The IRS and state tax agencies don't wait until after the holidays to demand payment or take collection action. J. David Tax Law and our firm of experienced tax attorneys live and work in this community, and we're standing by to defend you or your business and any IRS or state tax debt. Helping people in our community is what we do. And in this season of giving, we invite you to join us in our support of worthy local charities like Dreams Come True, Sanctuary on 8th Street, Cars for Our Troops, Rethreaded, Faith for Freedom, and PAX's Canine Cure. These organizations do a wonderful job for those in need. At J. David Tax Law, we believe strongly in being a responsible corporate citizen by providing funding to charities that support our community. We invite you to do the same, and we wish you and your families a happy and safe holiday season. If you have tax problems, call us now at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777 for a no-cost consultation. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Go to relieffactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Don't tell anybody, but this is really my favorite thing to do. It's the long-form interviews. I love all our guests, but one segment, two segment, it's never enough. You want the full hour, and that's what we've done here with my friend, former colleague, Professor Christopher Harmon of the Marine Corps University. He holds the Brain Chair of Great Power Competition. Professor Chris, if I may, in the last few minutes we have with you, what do people need to understand about terrorism? People who are truck drivers, school teachers, people who will never ever come across the intelligence community or counterterrorism professionals. This is something we can never eradicate, but we are capable of suppressing it. Is that the right message?
That is. Any time a policy document recommends eliminating terrorism, it always catches my eye because it's naive. We won't do that any more than we can eliminate crime. Since about 68, 70, we've seen this as a major factor in international affairs as well, starting with some of the major hijackings. Today, we may think it's not too prevalent within the United States, except from the right-wing mass shooter types, but it remains an ideological problem. And overseas, there's continued violence with any number of ideologies. The Maoist groups, for example, in India and Nepal and the Philippines are still very powerful. So I think the largest point to come out of my studies in terms of co-authoring this book really got to the way terrorism is truly ideologically based. And that may mean religion, that may mean some variety of politics, that may mean...
Ideology is essential to understanding terrorism.
It is.
It's crucial.
It is.
And let's just end on this note. I think you agree with me. We don't want to be Chicken Little. The sky isn't falling. But when... the DHS and NYPD and others say, see something, say something. That applies to everybody, and it is important, is it not?
It does, and there's some remarkable cases that where the most important clues came from concerned citizens. They saw something they knew was illogical, they developed concern about it, and they made a phone call. And I've got a personal friend in the Marine Corps who did that. And I've looked at some cases in which citizens really stepped forward and did the right thing.
All right. You can be part of the solution. See something, say something, don't be afraid. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We've been talking to Professor Christopher Harmon of the Marine Corps University, brain chair of Great Power Competition, author of The Terrorist Argument, and also co-editor with me of the textbook Towards a Grand Strategy Against Terrorism, McGraw-Hill. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. As we do on every Friday, we end with a little soundbite from my old boss. It's not terrorism, but it is another distinct threat. Finishing with the 45th President of the United States.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.